It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, May 12th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City and a very nice 66 degrees.
Good speeds on the Valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, a big announcement from the governor. Starting June 26th, the state will discontinue the federal unemployment benefits tied to the pandemic. Some people who collect these benefits say this decision is going to cause them a lot of stress. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Maria, Governor Spencer Cox issued a statement saying that the decision was supported by positive job growth numbers and by low unemployment, and that the enhanced benefits were never meant to be permanent. But one job seeker who wants to stay anonymous says finding a job is not as easy as the government wants to believe.
I've been on it since the middle of January, and I'm hoping I can find a job within a couple weeks, because I know this is going to come to an end.
He says he knows people who want to stay on unemployment because it was more than what they were making at their jobs. Reporting live, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour from ABC News. Liz Cheney is voted out of her leadership duties for the Republican Party. The Wyoming congresswoman has spoken out against former President Trump's false insistence that the 2020 election was stolen. Following the vote, Cheney told reporters she doesn't feel betrayed by the vote.
The nation needs a party that is based upon fundamental principles of conservatism. And I am committed and dedicated to ensuring that's how this party goes forward. And I plan to lead the fight to do that.
KSL News Radio has reached out to all of Utah's representatives. The vote was a secret ballot, but Congressman Blake Moore says he voted against removing Cheney. Cheney's ousting leaves a position to be filled. One possibility is New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Now, she has the backing of former President Trump and of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. ABC's Avery Harper breaks down the considerations.
There are concerns that she is not conservative enough to handle the role. But, you know, seemingly what really matters is the fact that she is aligned with Trump. She has the endorsement of Trump. And so we are going to see this party continue to align itself with the former president, despite the fact that he is out of office.
More of Utah's congressional delegation is telling us how they voted. Congressman John Curtis, though, voted for removing Cheney. He says in part that the vote was not an attempt to silence her for speaking the truth about the election. Curtis says it was about removing someone who Republicans broadly believe has been an inefficient leader. Representative Chris Stewart also voted for ousting Cheney. In his statement, he says it was a vote to unify the Republican Party. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Attorney General Merrick Garland is testifying today in front of the Senate Appropriations Committee. He's speaking about the domestic terrorism threat facing the country. He says the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol is a clear sign that domestic terrorism is a clear and present danger.
If there has to be a hierarchy of things that we prioritize, this would be the one we prioritize. Because it is the most dangerous threat to our democracy.
Garland was a federal prosecutor at the time of the Oklahoma City bombing. A San Francisco financier is being sentenced today for his role in the college admissions cheating scheme. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
When Bill McGlashan, the founder of TPG Growth, pleaded guilty in February, he became the 30th parent to admit to criminal conduct in the nationwide scheme. McGlashan paid $50,000 to fix his son's ACT score. The judge said there was no real victim here, but there was what he called a loss to the overall educational system in this country when McGlashan and other parents in the scheme tried to cheat. McGlashan apologized in court before he was sentenced to 3 months in prison and a $250,000 fine. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
California could soon pay for pre-kindergarten under a plan from Governor Gavin Newsom. Here's ABC's Alex Stone with how it would work.
Transitional kindergarten, or TK, would be available to all four-year-olds by 2024 under Governor Gavin Newsom's new budget proposal. Right now it's available for free at public schools to only about a third of California four-year-olds. Utilizing money from a state surplus, Newsom is unveiling a series of education plans, including after-school programs, $3 billion for school employee training, and $500 college savings accounts for every low-income student. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Dozens of teachers in the Granite School District are getting big bonus checks as a reward for high performance during tough school years. $5,000 checks went out to three teachers at Rolling Meadows Elementary. Third grade teacher Shawnee Burbidge is one of those.
I think it's a combination of high expectations and teamwork. We all work really well here together and have really high expectations for our kids.
The legislature created the bonus pay for teachers statewide. Districts have to match the money. It's recognition for teaching at high poverty schools and managing to get 70% of students to show progress. Coming up on KSL, what a Jazz insider says ahead of tonight's home game. It's the last of the regular season. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A good drive on the freeways, but 3rd North is experiencing road closures due to work on that area between State and Main. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Disagree better.
I don't think the country is nearly as divided as our politicians want us to believe it is.
With Boyd Matheson.
Things like immigration, I think there's far more agreement than there is disagreement.
Bipartisan political achievements.
They may actually be promising.
Join an expanded Inside Sources from 1 to 3 this afternoon.
Tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Did you know that we can now effectively treat ED without pills, injections, or surgery? That means no more side effects. Wasatch Medical Clinic now uses the two most advanced forms of wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology is the new standard of care. It's proven to restore blood flow where you want it, when you want it. Imagine getting that spontaneity back into the relationship. We're the leading experts of this technology, with patients describing results as life-changing. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but this week only, new patients get $300 off, plus free testosterone. This is an enormous amount of value. Put a stop to your ED. Call us now to qualify. This promotion ends this week. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic, 801-901-8000.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, Governor Spencer Cox is ending the federal unemployment programs in Utah. The $300 weekly payments, as well as other programs, will end on June 26th. One job seeker says it's not as easy to find a job right now. Ellen DeGeneres says she will be ending her longtime running talk show after the upcoming season. The show has taken a hit in the ratings since allegations surfaced of a toxic workplace. The show first started airing in 2003. In this week's episode of Cold, we learn that convicted killer Doug Lovell may have tried to hire someone to kill Joyce Yost to keep her from testifying in his upcoming rape trial. But not only was Lovell worried about being questioned and charged for the murder of Yost, a former cellmate told investigators that Lovell may have been worried about the disappearance of another woman.
He said that somebody came out here and talked to him, a about this joy shows coming in this one. And he was concerned that he was going to be questioned on the Sheree Warren's disappearance, too.
You can listen to how Doug Lovell would soon face a capital murder charge in the latest episode of Cold Justice for Joyce. Stream exclusively for free on the Amazon Music app or at thecoldpodcast.com. Click it or ticket. A 2-week seatbelt enforcement period begins next week. Extra police and Utah Highway Patrol officers will be looking for people not wearing seatbelts. Billboards will also have ads reminding people to buckle up. It's all ahead of Utah's 100 deadliest days on the roads. KSL Sports, 3 more games in the Utah Jazz regular season, and their last home game is tonight. They will be taking on the Portland Trail Blazers at Vivint Arena. TV play-by-play voice of the Jazz, Craig Bowlerjack, says the team needs to be careful with how they get Donovan Mitchell back onto the court.
You know, players' investment is pretty high. You don't want to put him back on the floor too early like they did with LeBron in L.A. with the Lakers, and then he had to jump back off the floor. The biggest concern is just blending Conley and Donovan back into the lineup. But if anybody can, Quinn Snyder can do it.
Bowlerjack told Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda that Mitchell's injury might have been worse than initially thought. Tip-off tonight is at 7:30. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking at a nice start to the noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along with no accidents or delays. We have had a road closure due to some maintenance work taking place. It's on 3rd North between State and Main, but overall, a very good drive in progress. Need some cash for home improvements or wanting to refinance? Talk to the mortgage specialist at Hercules Credit Union today. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine for today and tomorrow. The temperature's jumping up today. We're into the 70s. That's warmer than yesterday. And tomorrow, into the lower 80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's a pretty one, 67 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, one congressman came to Congresswoman Liz Cheney's defense very quickly this morning. We will dive deep into what he had to say about what happened behind closed doors among House Republicans. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. I often take stakeholders of an organization through an exercise that has them imagine the ideal future. An image of the organizational utopia can be very motivating, but it's rarely powerful enough to help people get out of the status quo. Most people fear change and fear the change that innovation will bring. Change causes a sense of powerlessness. There are two related ways to overcome fear as an individual and an organization: information and learning. Learning new ideas, keeping information flowing, can inoculate your organization from the fear and create an opportunity for innovation. Create your own ideal future with an MBA from the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. Learn more at huntsmanmba.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. They could bring your biggest order yet, or a new cyber threat. Whatever the day holds, with Comcast Business, you'll be prepared. With the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses, Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices, and a dedicated team available 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with a great offer on fast internet starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months for 2 years. Plus, ask how you can add Comcast Business Security Edge. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or go online to learn more. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Up next on Utah Opera's Keeping Up with Carmen. Carmen entrances all those around her. Even when she gets put in jail, she can charm her way out. Two jealous men find themselves in fits of rage over the seductress, eagerly fighting even when it means death. Whether it's eager lovers or innocent bystanders, Carmen leaves a wake wherever she goes. With uncertainty in the air, Carmen tries to predict the future. Will the cards tell all? Watch it happen live at Utah Opera. Peter Brook's The Tragedy of Carmen, adapted from Bizet's opera, May 8th through 16th at Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
Utah Opera's The Tragedy of Carmen at the Capitol Theater. Tickets, visit utahopera.org. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the governor announces when the state will stop enhanced unemployment benefits. Some people who collect the benefits say this will cause them a lot of stress and jobs are not that easy to find. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Congresswoman Liz Cheney has been kicked out of her House leadership position by the House GOP. Utah Representative John Curtis and Chris Stewart both voted for removing Cheney, but Representative Blake Moore voted against the ousting. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Utility work taking place at 3rd North between State and Main. They're closing that road. You will need to find an alternate route and avoid that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine in the 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 67 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The pain at the pump growing in states relying on the Colonial Pipeline for fuel supplies. It follows the ransomware attack last week on that major pipeline. The company could restart operations tonight. ABC's Gio Benitez is in Atlanta, Georgia at a gas station.
States of emergency declared in Georgia, Florida, Virginia, and North Carolina as pressure at the pump spreads up and down the East Coast. Cars lining up waiting to refill their tanks as prices rise and pumps run dry at more than 1,000 gas stations. The Secretary of Energy urging Americans to be patient.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg today at a briefing says they're working to resolve any short-term supply issues and says it underscores the need for an infrastructure plan. President Biden meeting with congressional leaders today about his $2 trillion infrastructure proposal. GOP leaders calling that meeting productive but said they need to define infrastructure and lower the tab. Earlier, House Republicans voting to push Representative Liz Cheney out of her GOP leadership role.
It took only 15 minutes for House Republicans to vote out Liz Cheney as conference chair. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, one of a few Republicans still sticking by Cheney's side, saying going forward, Cheney will be a great leader for the party for exactly what she was voted out for today, speaking out against Donald Trump's false claims about widespread fraud in the 2020 election.
74 million voters were not disenfranchised. They were just outnumbered. And it's important for our party to take inventory of that and go out and win the next election instead of continuing the big lie.
A vote to replace Cheney is expected this Friday. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
A CDC advisory panel continues to meet this hour reviewing Pfizer's request to administer their COVID-19 vaccine to 12 to 15-year-olds. States like Georgia already giving the green light for that age group after the FDA approved the vaccine earlier this week. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The vote on Congresswoman Liz Cheney. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
More now on the secret vote taken a short time ago by members of the House GOP that ended with Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney losing her leadership role for speaking out against former President Trump. Representative Adam Kinzinger spoke with reporters after the vote, and here's a portion of his comments.
We ended up going by voice vote, and the ironic thing was it was to show unity. So at that point, it's not even worth the fight. You walk out and you say, all right, the leader's made his decision. That's fine. And he'll have to hold to whatever that is. There was no speeches, really. It was just Kevin standing up and then the vote was taken. So it was definitely not what I expected. But basically, it's time to move on from her. He said, we have to be unified and continue with this whole unity theme. And look, I'm all for unity. I'm all for unity and truth, truth cannot coexist with lies. Truth cannot coexist with falsehood. You cannot unify with that. And I think that's what Liz has been saying. So thank you, everybody. I'll tell you, it was a sad day. In terms of anybody going forward, I'll take that decision. I think anybody that was sniffing around for this job before Liz was out, obviously that's not a great thing. I think for me, I'll vote for somebody that's going to tell the truth to the voters. Because as leaders, Your job isn't just to make it comfortable for the rank and file members. Your job is to tell people the truth. And by the way, to our base voters who believe the election was stolen, honestly, I don't blame them, because their leaders have done the exact same thing. That's why it's important for people to tell the truth. Thanks, guys. Take care.
That is Representative Adam Kinzinger. He spoke with reporters after the vote today to oust Liz Cheney from her leadership position in Congress. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
Not on the Valley freeways. We actually have a really good drive in progress there. In fact, I-15, no accidents, no delays, both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. You do want to avoid 3rd North in Salt Lake City between State and Main. That road is closed for utility work, but other than that, we have kind of a quiet drive in progress. I'd just say enjoy it while you can. Pioneer Theater Company returns to the stage in 2021. Visit pioneertheater.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, I don't know about you, but I have a really bad case of spring fever.
Oh, I know. It's beautiful out there today,
isn't it? It is such a gorgeous day. Let's get the latest on the forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman with the 7-day forecast.
Sunshine up to 73 degrees today. Tomorrow we hit 83 and lots of sun, and then 84 Friday. Again, very warm, mostly sunny. A few more clouds on Saturday of 77. More clouds on Sunday, 76 the high end. Some scattered rain showers that day. Sun comes back out Monday. We're up to 78 and then 79 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny, 67 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And all those little plants are calling out to me, waiting to be planted. Well, let's take a look at the markets. A quick peek right now. Ooh, a lot of red numbers. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Remodel the kitchen. Spruce up the yard. Consolidate debt. With a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, you can get things done. Take advantage of the flexibility and fast financing decisions. And for a limited time, get a special introductory rate. Loans on approved credit, equal housing lender. Get details and apply for your Mountain America home equity line of credit at macu.com/HELOC. Mountain America Credit Union. Guiding you forward.
BC Powder knows life pushes us to the max. Work to the max. Family to the max. It can all mean pain to the max. So try new BC Max Strength. New BC Max relieves tough headaches and body pain at the speed of powder. Nothing stronger on pain without a prescription. Pain to the max? New BC Max. In a great tasting lemonade flavor. Available at Walgreens.
Warmer weather is here, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. That's right, 20 pounds in as little as 40 days. That's the Skinny Utah 20-pound promise. They customize every plan because no two bodies are alike. Their proven programs are 100% natural. There's never any prepackaged meals or shakes to buy, and never any dangerous drugs or hormones. We teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store. Take the first step to a healthier you. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session at skinnyutah.com. A $90 value, absolutely free. Skinny Utah has offices in Centerville, Draper, and Orem. And they're extending their couples special, where the second person is half price. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. That's skinnyutah.com. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway. Visit vwsouthtown.com for details.
KSL News Time 1224, the Oakland Athletics say they could be moving soon. Here's ABC's Alex Stone in California.
Oakland A's fans are worried and angry that the team might pick up and move over the lack of a new stadium. The team now could go to Portland or Las Vegas. Oakland A's president, Dave Cavill.
Because of the timing and the delays and the roadblocks, it's just prudent to start looking at some other options.
The A's have been in Oakland since 1968. The team wants a new waterfront stadium in Oakland, but it's frustrated with nonstop delays. Opponents of the waterfront stadium plan claim the move threat is a big league bluff. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. American Airlines is adding stops on two long-range flights in response to fuel supply disruptions. Those disruptions were caused by the shutdown of the massive Colonial Pipeline. One route is normally nonstop from Charlotte, North Carolina to Honolulu. It'll now have to stop in Dallas. Vegan products in Texas will no longer be able to use the words meat or beef in packaging. Texas lawmakers are giving the seal of approval to ban the words. It's intended to prohibit companies from misleading consumers. KSL Drive's Subaru is revealing its first all-electric vehicle. It is called Solterra, but we don't know much else about it yet. The full launch will be sometime later this year. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 530 points. It's down 1.5%, sitting at 33,737. S&P 500 down by 77, and the NASDAQ down by 326 points. That's about 2.5%. One woman in Kansas couldn't believe her eyes when she got a notification from her Ring doorbell camera. It showed a mountain lion running down the back of her neighborhood alley. Now, it didn't take long for the Kansas Department of Wildlife to confirm the sighting. Now, if you listen closely to this video, you can hear the big cat growling as it passes.
It was a terrifying sound, to be honest with you. I'd hate to hear that on the other side of the fence.
Now, this is the 36th confirmed sighting of a mountain lion in the state, but the first inside of Wichita. We will update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
You know these voices, and they've never been easier to find.
Amanda Dixon. Tim and I start your morning with all news from 5 to 9.
Dave Andujanovic going deep on the biggest breaking stories from 9 to noon.
Maria Chaleos with a full hour of news from 12 to 1.
Boyd Matheson thinking differently about the news from 1 to 3.
And Jeff Kaplan. My minute of news is part of your afternoon from 3 to 7.
Sun up to sundown.
It's KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Let's get you up to date with your traffic and weather. And Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, those who are driving I-15, you are good to go. North and southbound between Provo and Ogden, the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are also in really good shape. No accidents and no delays. And we do have a road closure, 3rd North, due to utility work between State and Main. But overall, a crash-free commute on your freeways and main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get you up to date on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Outstanding weather along the Wasatch Front today with a lot of sunshine. We're into the 70s. Tomorrow, we're going to warm up even more. 83. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 67 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, Salt Lake City is getting an extra $10 million for its homeless resource centers.
The money is to support the operations of the resource centers.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has details.
The public matching grant is courtesy of the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation. Lori Hopkins, executive director with Shelter the Homeless, says the funds will mostly go towards keeping operations running at the three new resource centers, which between food, basic needs, and case management can be pretty expensive. Although beyond the everyday costs, they're also targeting some possible improvements.
One of the areas that we are continuing to look at is the emergency sheltering for the winter time.
She says the three new centers have been extremely successful so far, already serving over 5,000 people in the past 18 months. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Many Utahns are concerned with the growing number of homeless camps, especially around Salt Lake City. Scott Howell with the Pioneer Park Coalition tells Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda, some in the homeless community flat out don't want to live indoors.
When we talked to them about the availability of the finest shelters in the country, and we invested $65 million to build those, the first thing they'll say to me, nope, it's my constitutional right to be out here on the street, and I can camp anywhere I want to.
Howell says what we can do is make sure people know about the resources available to them and enforce city laws for camping. New data shows drug overdose deaths were up across the country through the pandemic, but not here in Utah. The nationwide number jumped up 27% last year. ABC's Jim Ryan tells Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda that Utah is ranked 50th, only behind Hawaii.
Utah, according to the Utah Department of Health, it had just as many or no more drug overdose deaths last year than the year before, and in fact had fewer than it did in 2018.
Ryan says how Utah weathered the economic downturn last year was a big factor in the lower number, as well as resources available to those struggling with drug addiction. KSL's top national stories this half hour. White House officials say they are doing what they can to help with gas supply. A cyber attack on a major East Coast pipeline has sparked panic with long lines at the pump in parts of the southeast. EPA Administrator Michael Regan tells people to not panic buy.
Folks should follow the advice of the governors and the attorney generals, which they're asking folks not to panic, not to hoard gasoline, and to watch for the updates that are coming from the federal government.
The Colonial Pipeline Company says it will have its 5,500-mile pipeline back up at some point this week. A Minnesota judge is paving the way for Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to receive a longer sentence than state guidelines recommend. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Judge Peter Cahill finding that the prosecution has demonstrated a number of factors that support an aggravated sentence for Derek Chauvin, including that Chauvin abused his position of authority as a police officer, the treatment of George Floyd was particularly cruel, the crime was committed in front of minors, and as part of a group. The judge did not agree with the prosecution's argument that George Floyd was particularly vulnerable, however. Chauvin will be sentenced on June 25th. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A big bipartisan meeting is taking place at the White House today. ABC's Karen Travers was in the Oval Office when President Biden sat down with congressional leaders. She has details.
President Biden said he was meeting with the bipartisan House and Senate leadership to see whether they can reach an agreement on his top legislative priority right now, that $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan.
We're going to talk a lot about infrastructure today to see if there's any way we can reach a compromise that gets the people's work done and is within the bounds of everyone agreeing.
Asked how he would reach consensus on a compromise, the president laughed and said,
easy, just snap my fingers, it'll happen.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
You could hear some loud live fire from Camp Williams this week. Utah National Guard has scheduled live fire artillery training drills for the next 5 days. Now, the Air Force also has F-35 night flying exercises at Hill Air Force Base on most weekdays through next week. Arrests stemming from the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol are piling up, and they span the country. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest.
After what Attorney General Merrick Garland called the heinous attack on the U.S. Capitol January 6th, hundreds of participants have been caught.
In just under 130 days, the Justice Department has made more than 430 arrests.
Many of the defendants, Garland said, sought to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power.
I have not seen a more dangerous threat to democracy than the invasion of the Capitol.
Garland asked the Senate Appropriations Committee for more money to combat domestic violent extremism, which he said represents the country's most persistent threat. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
After canceling last year due to the pandemic, the annual Greek festival downtown is coming back this year. The Greek Orthodox community of Greater Salt Lake says the festival will take place September 10th through the 12th with Greek food, pastries, and entertainment. It is the latest event to announce a return like Living Traditions, the Freedom Festival in Provo, Days of 47, and many other outdoor summer celebrations. Coming up on KSL... Is there more to the story behind Liz Cheney losing her leadership in the House? Boyd Matheson has inside sources as to who was in the room where it happened. He will break it down coming up next. Plus, we'll take a look at your noontime drive.
Freeway traffic rolling along. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Your daytime companions.
Tiny villages for people experiencing homelessness.
People are worried. What's this going to look like?
The new boss sounds an awful lot like the old boss.
KSL has news all morning.
And the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
There are air purifiers. Fires in all shapes and sizes. But have you heard about Active Pure from Biosafety Solutions? It's the one purifier that should come standard in every home, apartment, school, and indoor work environment. Why? You see, Active Pure technology destroys 99%+ of all viruses, bacteria, and even allergens in the air and on the surfaces of the area where it operates, including the COVID-19 virus and all its variants, along with any viruses we might see in the future. Yes, in the air and on every surface, every little nook and cranny in the room. It sounds like science fiction, but it's not. And it works all day, every day. The Active Pure has been tested repeatedly in laboratories and universities and has even been inducted into the NASA Hall of Fame. For the first 100 people that call, get a 20% discount. That's about $200 off the Active Pure system. Call right now. 801-997-9111. That's 801-997-9111.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, Salt Lake City is getting an extra $10 million for its homeless resource centers. The public matching grant is courtesy of the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation. KSL News Time is 12:38. Representative Liz Cheney was voted out of her leadership position in the House early this morning. And Boyd Matheson joins me now. And Boyd, is there more to the story?
There's always more to the
story. It feels very strange.
Yeah, it is. It is a little bit. And I think there's a couple of things at play. There is the political component to this, which, of course, involves the former president, Donald Trump, and the battle back and forth in terms of the 2020 election results. But remember, but just a few months ago, the House of Representatives, this same group of Republican lawmakers, got together in their caucus to take a vote as to whether or not Liz Cheney could continue in party leadership after she voted to impeach the president. And by an overwhelming majority, she kept her position. So that was one vote a few months ago. Now, today's vote was very much about a leadership question. Is she the right one to lead in that particular capacity as the chair, conference chair for the Republicans there in the House? And obviously she did not pass muster there in a unique thing in that it was just a voice vote. So nothing recorded there. So there's a lot more to this story. We're going to break it down and we're going to look at it from all the different angles. We'll have former Senator Jeff Flake will join us today. Mia Love will join us. Representative John Curtis, who was in the room where it happened. He'll be joining us a little later on as well. So we're going to look at it from all the angles, the political side of it, the policy and the principle side of it, and then what does it really mean for the country moving forward?
Right. We've been talking about it for days, that this voice vote, or this vote, I should say, was going to happen today. I think the thing that was unusual and maybe is a little bit unsettling for those of us in journalism was the secrecy of it.
Yeah, and actually the secrecy of this particular vote is a rare one where I'm not overly concerned, because this was a political vote, not a government vote.
Okay.
Now, if they had been debating a bill or a piece of legislation, then yes, transparency, we would have screamed for that. But this was purely a political exercise, only involving the Republican Party, those belonging to the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. So I think it is important to separate those two things out, that there's the secrecy of, you know, I always get a shiver up my spine when I hear behind closed doors when it comes to policy. But this was politics, so I'm a little less concerned about it there. And obviously more and more of that story is going to come out as we go through the afternoon.
I think it's getting hard for some of us to determine the difference between policy and politics.
And that's also part of the conversation, and that's part of the challenge. And part of the conversation around Liz Cheney is the politics of it and the policy of it. From a policy standpoint, Representative Cheney voted with former President Donald Trump over 84% of the time, one of the most conservative voting records in the House of Representatives. From a political standpoint, she rarely stood with the president, either on style or substance. And so that's where things are getting really interesting. And we're going to talk about how those things converge and how they need to be separated if we're going to really have better conversations, whether you're on the right side of the aisle or the left side of the aisle or anywhere in between. Being able to separate the politics from the principles and the policy is the only way we're going to keep the country moving in the right direction.
Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. He'll break it all down for you. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, do we have any trouble spots out there?
Not on the Valley freeways. We've been in good shape there for the entire noontime drive. We have good speeds, light traffic, no accidents. We've had a little bit of busy traffic on 5600 West, both directions between I-80 and about California Avenue, but nothing out of the ordinary. The one spot you want to consider avoiding is 300 North due to utility work going on. And they're closing the road between State and Main Street. Not sure when that's going to reopen, so it's a spot you'll need to take an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperature climbing this noon hour. Let's get the latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine right around 73 for today and right around 83 for tomorrow. Yep, that's a big jump in. Mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We've now reached 69 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, a CDC board is meeting today to discuss recommending the Pfizer shot for kids 12 to 15. We'll have an in-depth look at states who aren't even waiting for that recommendation. That's next right here on KSL News Radio.
What does more friendly mean? It means trusting us to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Friendly means more for your money. Right now, get a friendly air conditioner tune-up for just $33. Or get $2,500 off a new AC system with installation. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people. But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost, or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone with a dirt bag and place your order for Garden Soil Plus, compost, or mulch, and then they deliver it right to your driveway. Convenience is a one-cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload in bulk delivered right to you. From Garden Soil Plus to compost to mulch, wood chips, or cobble, convenience is thedirtbag.com. Just get online and then conveniently get in the garden with the one dirt bag you'll love, thedirtbag.com, thedirtbag.com.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Oh, Amanda, our friends at UCCU are thrilled to announce the opening of a couple of new branches, one in Draper, one in Harriman.
And to celebrate, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
For those who don't know what a UTV is, it stands for Utility Terrain Vehicle, also known as side-by-side, and it means fun for you and your family this spring and summer.
I saw this one, and it's beautiful, too. And entering is so easy, and it only takes a minute.
To enter to win, just stop by either one of UCCU's new branches.
In Draper, they're at 123rd South, or in Harriman, they're located on Rosecrisp Road.
You can also enter now by visiting UCCU.com. It only takes a minute. Again, UCCU.com.
Plus, right now, when you transfer the balance you owe on a credit card or auto loan to UCCU, they'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or pay you $100 cash guaranteed.
Why shop for loans anywhere else than the low-rate leader? The more loans you switch to UCCU, the more you're going to save. Visit UCCU.com to learn more or start saving today. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
An extra $10 million is being sent to Salt Lake City's homeless resource centers. The public matching grant is courtesy of the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, don't panic buy gasoline. That's the message from the EPA and many others today as long lines form in northwestern states. The Colonial Pipeline is still not fully operation, and gas stations in many states are running out of gas. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be 3rd North, where it is closed for utility work. Between state and Maine, you do need to find an alternate route, but Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good with no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
69 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
With more than 1,000 gas stations reporting fuel shortages, the White House says it's working on supply issues until Colonial Pipeline is fully up and running again. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the ransomware attack also shows the need to strengthen the nation's energy infrastructure.
We've now had, you could argue, two major wake-up call experiences, one in Texas and now one here, each with a different cause, but both reminding us about the work that we have to do as a country.
President Biden met with congressional leaders today on his infrastructure plan. Afterwards, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called it a start.
There is certainly a bipartisan desire to get an outcome.
The U.S. sending a diplomatic envoy to Israel to address the escalating violence between Palestinians and Israel. Dozens have died in the worst violence since the 2014 war. Hamas firing hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israeli forces carrying out airstrikes in Gaza and buildings used by senior Hamas commanders. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The CDC board is meeting today to discuss recommending the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. The Food and Drug Administration has already cleared the shot for emergency use for teens, but some states are not waiting for the recommendation and are already administering the shots to this age group. Steve Osunsami reports from Miami.
A CDC advisory panel today is expected to join in the opinion that teenagers ages 12 to 15 should be able to get a vaccine for COVID-19. Another question on their list, if it's okay for children to get this vaccine at the same time they get other vaccines for other diseases, like meningitis or the measles. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado is on today's panel.
For children who are not caught up with their regular vaccines, this could provide an obstacle for full vaccinations. The idea will be to see if we can remove the barrier to multiple vaccinations when they are appropriate.
Most states are waiting for the CDC's recommendations before they start putting shots in the arms of teenagers. But a number of states started vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds right after the FDA said it was safe to do so on Monday. In Pennsylvania, 15-year-old DJ Ballinger was one of the first in line.
I was ecstatic. As soon as I heard it, I had DJ over there probably within an hour.
In Georgia, they started giving the shots to these children after the state health department gave its blessing.
I look forward to having a little bit more freedom to, like, do stuff.
Walgreens will offer shots to these teenagers at their pharmacies. And the company says it's working with more than 1,000 school districts across the country, offering vaccinations for school children in their stores and clinics.
The rollout for kids is going to be exactly like we have done for adults.
Authorities say they plan to have enough vaccines for teens before the start of the school in fall. We will continue to watch for updates throughout the day today as the CDC board meets. Utah has said that they will wait until the CDC makes their recommendations. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive with Ricky Meese.
No accidents, no delays on the Valley Freeways. You're good to go on I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Your main secondaries and side streets. It's been really quiet out there. A good time to grab a bite to eat and be on the roads. The only spot you need to be aware of is 300 North. It's closed due to utility work between State and Maine. Start your yard or garden outright with Utelite's new Soil Builder Max. Soil Builder Max special formula is nutrient-rich soil for your plants. Visit utelite.com for a distributor near you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the seven-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine today, we hit the low 70, 73. Tomorrow, 83 and lots of sun. And then 84 on Friday, lots of sunshine. 77 with a few more clouds on Saturday. More cloud cover Sunday, 76 and a slight chance of showers that day. We reach 78 on Monday with more sunshine, and then mostly sunny on Tuesday, 79. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 69 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Another sell-off for the markets today. A lot of red numbers in the triple digits. Both the Dow and NASDAQ down by almost 300 points for the NASDAQ, more than 400 for the Dow. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
This is the year to forget about housework, yard work, and all the hassles of home ownership. At Trio Independent Senior Living, their residents enjoy the best of senior living with none of the stress. Drop into a group exercise class, join them for an afternoon of exciting games, or take in a movie with some of your Trio friends. Find a new hobby or rekindle a lifelong passion, all while the Trio staff cooks and serves you excellent meals and takes care of all of your housekeeping and maintenance needs. It's time to come home to the award-winning Trio Senior Living in Orem, Utah. The way independent senior living should be. Visit their website today to get a tour and see how Trio can improve your outlook and your lifestyle. Just visit TrioOrem.com and ask about their limited-time free rent special. T-R-E-E-O Orem.com. Trio, independent senior living.
Eric here with Wasatch Heat Cable. Winter was mild, but we've still seen ice dams on homes and businesses all over this area. That's no surprise. The process of thawing and freezing causes this regardless of snowfall amounts. But now that spring is finally here, let us come out and take a look at your roof. You can save 40% today. With this warm weather, not only is it a time of year to save big on installations, it's also prime time for us to inspect systems, perform critical maintenance, and do repairs so you don't end up with a big ice dam in the middle of January. With spring projects underway, inspecting your heat cable is one you'll want to add to the list. At Wasatch Heat Cable, we have the right equipment and knowledge to find issues in your cable system and detect it early. This is what we do, and we've been doing it for 20 years. We've got install technicians standing by ready to serve you. Call today to save 40% on your heat cable inspection. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. Call today to save 40% on your heat cable inspection.
Kick off your summer of fun with family and friends at America's favorite car show. It's the Good Guys Second Race Deck Salt Lake Nationals, and it's all going down May 21st through the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park. Check out thousands of classic hot rods, muscle cars, and trucks, and don't miss the action-packed Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Series, a tire-smoking burnout competition, and a rowdy Nitro Thunder Fest Dragster Exhibition. It's all happening at the Utah State Fair Park in Salt Lake City, May 21st through the 23rd. We're the Good Guys. Guys. Get details at health and safety guidelines at good-guys.com.
This last year has been like the hardest, like ever.
After endless months of loss and disruption, how do we turn trauma and grief?
The dark tunnel that I was in, the light was going out fast.
Into hope and growth.
I have an appreciation for life that I never had before.
Deanie Wimmer reveals how we can recover and prosper.
We can actually see that we're stronger, more resilient than we were before something traumatic happened.
COVID, from adversity to advantage, Thursday on KSL 5 News at 10.
KSL News Time 12:54. There is a standoff over cruises in Florida. ABC Sherry Preston explains.
Cruising is big business in Florida. When the coronavirus shut down the cruise lines, the state lost over $3 billion in revenue in just 6 months. And now Florida and cruise lines are finding themselves at odds over vaccine requirements. Cruise lines want everyone to get the shot before coming on board. Harry Summer heads up Norwegian Cruise Lines.
We think the combination of testing, the protocols, and 100% vaccination is going to provide the absolutely safest vacation on the planet.
But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a law banning businesses from requiring vaccinations. And that has cruise lines, Norwegian included, threatening to pull ships out of Florida. Summer sounding optimistic about a deal, telling ABC News.
At the end of the day, we have the same goal in mind, to restart cruising safely for our guests in an excellent way with a fantastic product. And I think when people are aligned on the same goal, they find a way to move forward.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. An iconic rice brand is getting a new look. Uncle Ben's will now appear as Ben's Original. The revamped packaging hits the shelves this week. A current chicken shortage is in part to blame on roosters. Tyson says its chicken volumes have been in low, in part because the roosters that it uses for breeding are not meeting expectations. The company had an unexpected decline in hatchlings earlier this year. KSL Drives, the worldwide shortage of semiconductors is starting to hit American families in the pocketbook. ABC's Jim Ryan says the consumer price index reflects a dramatic increase for April.
The chip shortage has slowed production of new cars and trucks, sending buyers onto used car lots. The price of pre-owned vehicles leapt 10% from March to April, the highest one-month increase since the Bureau of Labor Statistics started keeping track in 1953. Remarkably, the cost of putting gas in that used car fell slightly last month.
Many car makers have production on hold right now across the world. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 470 points, sitting at 33,800. S&P 500 down by 65. The NASDAQ, it's down by 284 points. That's more than 2%.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.